Sorry, folks. I just had to laugh because John just told me he doesn't want to do math anymore. And I 100% agreed with him. So, but the reason you're here is you're curious, are there affordable LGBTQ friendly cities in politically moderate states in the US, aka purple states? Here are five of them. Moderate states that have affordable LGBTQ friendly cities in the only three states that are considered purple states right now.
Only three states where a prince could live.
No.
All right. Coming in at number five is Dayton, Ohio. Home values average $106,000 per property, the lowest on this top list of five, as well as the lowest on all 35 cities that we analyzed for this list. Cost of living is 83.8% of the national average. Average income is $66,000 per year, the lowest on this list of five.
Coming in at number four is Davenport, Iowa, where rents come in at $862 a month, and that's what bumps really helps bump this up in the list. It is the lowest of the top five, as well as the second lowest of all 35 cities that we looked at. Home values in Davenport are the second lowest in the top five, coming in at $170,000. Cost of living is 82.9% of the national average, but along with this comes low income. Median income comes in at $47,000. That is the lowest of the top five.
Of course, you're listening to Queer Money Podcast, episode number 499, continuing our Queer Money Affordable LGBTQ plus Friendly Cities series. Today, of course, we're sharing the top five most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities in the three purple states that exist in the US currently. We covered last week the top five most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities in blue states. And guess what we're doing next week?
Capital One Auto Navigator does more than just auto financing. We're here to help you find a car you love, too. Shop millions of cars from thousands of dealers nationwide. Research your favorite makes and models. Explore dealers near you and more. All on Auto Navigator.
So you may be asking yourself, where did we get this data? Well, first of all, we started with HRC's Municipal Equality Index. We look at that as one of the guides for whether or not a city is welcoming to the LGBT community, in part because they have not only policies but benefits that they offer to city employees that are inclusive of LGBT folks. And all five of the cities here in this list scored a 100 on HRC's Municipal Equality Index. Also, all of these are cities from purple states, and we got that definition from Wikipedia. And Wikipedia defines a purple state as a state that of the last four presidential elections, they voted twice for the Democrats and twice for the Republicans. Now, we did not look at, or it does not weight what happened recently, but we did dig into that data for these three states, and all three of the states, they voted for Obama in the 2008 and 2012 elections and Trump in the 2016 and 2020 elections. So there does seem to be a shift towards the right and going more red in these states.
So we can correct that.
Yeah.
We positive energy and getting out to vote.
And one of the reasons why we're living in Ohio. And we then overlaid that information on top of our economic information. So rent and housing comes from Zillow. Cost of living comes from bestplaces.net, and U.S. Census provides the median and average incomes.
All right. Coming in at number three is Akron, Ohio. Rents average $1,117 per month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment in Akron, Ohio, the second lowest on this list. Cost of living is 97.5% of the national average, the highest on this list of five. Median income is $53,000 a year, the second highest on this list of five. And Akron scored number 68 out of 177 for the cities for when we looked at most affordable LGBTQ plus friendliness for single people.
Coming in at number two is Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Now, you may remember if you've been watching this series, Cedar Rapids was the city that scored the best for the state of Iowa. And that is in part because of its cost of living. Cost of living comes in at 81.8%. That's what put it in at number two on this list because it is the second lowest of the top five.
Worth noting that there were 35 blue cities out of all three purple states that we just analyzed. And for the purple states, they have a total of 19 cities that scored a 100 on the Human Rights Campaign's Municipal Equality Index. So that's just slightly more than half. And the last time I'm doing math today.
So we have five honorable mentions that we wanted to share with you in part because we know a lot of these cities are not necessarily cities where LGBT people are saying, I'm moving to those real quick. And so we wanted to share where some of the more well-known cities show up on this list. Coming in at number 20 is our hometown, Toledo, Ohio. Shout out to folks in Toledo who download the Queer Money Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Coming in at number 14 is Fort Lauderdale, and that was primarily carried by its high average incomes. This is the first city that we mentioned from the state of Florida, and the reason why Florida didn't rank higher on this list, cities from Florida did not rank higher on this list, is in part because of the high cost of living there, but they're in part carried by their high average and median incomes. Wilton Manors comes in at number 13, which again, carried by high average and median incomes. Tampa comes in at number 11. And then coming in at number 7, another Ohio city, and that is Columbus, probably the most well-known Ohio city for the gays, because everyone we know who goes to Columbus who is queer comes back, tells us that how much they had fun or enjoyed the culture and environment there in Columbus. Again, Columbus is bumped up here because of its high average and median incomes, and it's also below average for home and rent values. Rents and home values. So remember to smash that like and share button and let us let other queer folks know about this list.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One, N.A., member FDIC. All right, coming in at number 1 is Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland rocks, as Betty White would say, right?
No, that wasn't Betty White. That was the guy who does Price is Right now.
Really?
Yeah, Betty White was hot in Cleveland.
Oh, you're right. Hot in Cleveland.
Carrie.
Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
All right.
All right. Brain fart.
See how bad we are at trivia. Don't ask us to be on your trivia pursuit team.
No, exactly. Especially not at the end of the day. We're a little bit tired right now, folks. Okay. Coming in at number 1 is Cleveland, Ohio. Rents average $1,321 per month for a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom apartment. That's the highest on this list of 5. Home values come in at $202,000 on average. That's the highest also on this list of 5. Cost of living is 77.2% of the national average. Contradictorily, lowest on this list of 5. It's the third lowest of all 35 cities that we analyzed out of these 3 states. Median incomes average $53,000 a year, the highest on this list of 5, and the average incomes come at $71,000 a year, also the highest on this list of 5.
Yeah, quite the dichotomy in Cleveland. Higher incomes, lower costs of living. So that's probably an advantage for folks who are living there or who decide to move there. So what are your thoughts? Share them in the comments on YouTube, TikTok, or Spotify. And then if you want to see all 35 of the cities that are a part of these 3 purple states that we analyzed, go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities, and then we'll be right back in just a second.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ+ community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission.
Thank you again for joining us for another episode. Join us next Tuesday when we celebrate our 500th episode of the Queer Money Podcast. I can't believe it's been this long. And you'll have to join us to see or hear what we're going to do. Then join us next Thursday when we cover the most affordable LGBTQ-friendly cities in red states.
We got to do it, folks. And maybe you guys can help us with some homework, but I've researched, I think we might be the longest running, consistently running LGBTQ+ podcast that there is. I've done some homework and I can't find anything that's any longer than us.
I will say we're running really close with a couple of others. And actually I do know of a few other queer podcast hosts who have had podcasts, but they're not necessarily LGBTQ themed.
So if you guys know of anybody that's been around longer than us, please let us know. We're curious. That said, if you'd like to see all the results from every city in each list that we're analyzing, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player if you happen to be listening, or click the link right here if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you and have a great weekend.